Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day Show, where your hosts are Elder Lakeeva Wallace and Preach Elder Brown Preach. The Living Day by Day Show, it is designed just for you. It is designed to bring you an avenue of education, an avenue of information, and an avenue of inspiration. You are guaranteed on the Living Day by Day Show to be enlarged, to be empowered, to be enlightened. You are guaranteed that God is going to put His super on your natural. The Living Day by Day Show airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. So spread the word, tell the world, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your coworkers that it's going down, guys, every Thursday right here, 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to check out our website at www.livingdaybyday.net. And remember, no matter what you go through in your life, but as you go through it, whatever that it is, every day, you got to know that you're already empowered to make it. You got to know that you're already empowered to win, and that God already calls you more than a conqueror. So make sure you tell somebody to tune on in to the Living Day by Day Show so they can be empowered, they can be inspired, they can be educated, and they can make sure that they are getting all that God has in store for them right here every Thursday, guys, on the Living Day by Day Show, where your hosts are Elder Lakeeva Wallace and Preach Elder Brown Preach. Stay tuned. We're going into the show right now.
All right. God bless you. God bless everybody. Listen, you have now just tuned in to one of the amazing shows. Let me tell you, you need to let somebody know it's time to log in, tell them to call in. We have a very, very powerful, amazing show on today. You have just joined the Living Day by Day radio show. I am Preach Elder Brown, and we have a special segment on today that we are discussing, which is the remarks of Pastor Kim Burrell. We won't be doing any bashing and throwing any tomatoes and bricks today, but we will be discussing the comments that were made in a sermon. And this show is going to be something that's going to empower you, also enlighten you to the next level that God has for you. I'm very excited for what God is, what He's doing. I'm excited for this next level. Also, Happy New Year to you, because now we're logging in, of course, for 2017. So this is going to be an amazing show. I need you to Facebook somebody, tweet somebody, call them on the phone, let them know that the Living Day by Day radio show is now on and we are in progress, and we're going to have an amazing, amazing day on tonight. We're live right now, so if you're going to be calling in, I need for you to do me a favor. I need for you to mute your phone for all background noise so that other callers that will be calling in will be able to hear and tap into the show live. So I will need for you to mute your phone so that we don't have any noise in our station. All right, let's get right on in. Lakeeva Wallace, let's do this. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you? Preach Elder Brown Preach is in the building. Hey, how are you?
I'm amazing. I am amazing. I'm amazing with His amazing grace. That's all I can say.
I want to go back to your remark earlier where you said we cannot be throwing no tomatoes.
Save the tomatoes for your salad, because, you know.
Well, God is good. I am so glad to have another opportunity just to be able to reach people, to build people, and to be able to inform people. That's what the Living Day by Day show is all about. It's always a pleasure to be able to come before God's people, whether it's in the studio, at the church, or wherever God will have us to be. I'm just so excited about that. I'm also excited just about the listeners and the supporters that continue to support the LDBD continues to hold us down. I'm excited about that. So I just want to say thank you to them, you know, tuning in and logging in, and your remarks and, you know, your encouraging words to keep us going right here on the Living Day by Day show. But as Preacher Brown just said, did an amazing job with the intro, just basically telling everybody what this show is all about. It's about the remarks of Kim Burrell. Excuse me, Pastor Kim Burrell. And so we have a lot of people in the chat room, Elder Brown, a lot of people in the chat room. So I think what would be fitting for us to do first is to go ahead and run that clip of just a short clip, guys. I'm not going to run the whole thing. We're going to run just a short clip of Pastor Kim Burrell remarks, and then we're going to dive into your thoughts. And again, as Elder Brown has said, this show is not to bash anybody. We love Pastor Kim Burrell to pieces. We are not forming this show, or having this show, or broadcasting or recording this show to bash Pastor Kim Burrell. We just want to hear your thoughts and hear your heart. So I want everybody to, you know, sit tight and stay tuned. We're going to go right into the remarks of Pastor Kim Burrell. Sit tight. Wow. I hope you guys were able to really hear that recording.
I can read some
in
of
its
that.
Entirety.
Wow. I could. Wow. That first part.
So, go ahead, Elder Brown. Let's talk about it.
Well, just so that people can hear exactly what the wording was, she started out by saying, everyone in this room filled with a homosexual spirit beg God to become free. And she says, you don't play with it. In other words, you will die from it if you play with God and if you play with God in God's house in 2017, quote unquote, she says, you will die from it. And she's talking about the lifestyle of homosexuality inside the church. That was her remarks verbatim. So,
We got a lot of people on the line, and I really want to, take the opportunity to hear everybody's thoughts, but. You know, the first thing that I'd like to really talk about is sin is sin. And Elder Brown, I know you and I have had some dialogue prior to this show, and so that's my thought, is that sin is sin, whether it is fornicating, whether it is lying, whether it is, you know, committing adultery, whether it is homosexuality. I want people to understand that sin is sin. So I want to talk to the people today, and I want to hear their thoughts about the remarks of Pastor Kim Burrell. She made some very strong and bold remarks. And so I believe the first person that so many people on this line, I promise you there's so many people, but I think the first person that we had that kind of chimed in early was gospel recording artist Jennifer Page. Are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, bless you.
Hey, yes, we are actually doing wonderful. Tell us, what do you think about that? I mean, you heard, hopefully you did, you know, get a chance to hear the clip that I just played clearly. I'm sure you probably have heard. I mean, it's been all over. It's no secret. So what do you think about that?
Well, when I first watched it, I must say that I was hurt. Because I say that because I'm a pastor's child, and I have not lived a perfect life at all. I had a child out of wedlock, and most of the people, I won't say Christians, or there's a difference. It's a fine line. I'll call them church people. I was condemned to hell. I mean, it was so unreal how people condemned me. Yet most of these people that were condemning me, they had sin going on themselves. The only difference was you could see that my belly was big. That was the only difference. But it was really hurtful because, and again, like you said, Ms. Wallace, sin is sin, whether it's fornication, whether it's homosexuality, adultery, it's all sin. All sin is unpleasing to God. It's all sin. So to me, it hurt because, of course, that brought back memories. But I just feel that we as the body of Christ, we are not called to judge. We're called to love. Do I agree with it? No, I don't agree with it. However, we have to help restore and let them know that there is a better way. Even my daughter now, I have to explain to her, me and her daddy are married, but I have to explain to her what I did was wrong. However, there's a better way. There's a better way. Don't do what I did. Don't make the same mistake. But the thing about it is, even in my situation, with my father being the pastor, I mean, I know it made him look bad, but throughout all of the condemning from everyone else, he loved me.
Right.
He showed me unconditional love. He showed me compassion. He let me know, daughter, what you did was wrong, but I love you. There were even some of his quote-unquote friends, preacher friends, they asked him, what are you going to do? Are you going to put her out? Or if I were you, I'd put her out. And I'm like, oh, my God, these are supposed to be men of God. Really? So, of course, it touched the nerve with me. And my father, in spite of what I did, he loved me. And he stood up for me. He took up for me.
Wow.
You know, that always stuck with me, and I just looked at him in a totally different light because I'm like, you're not so good that you can, you know, put me down, or you know, you're still holding me close. I'm still yours, and I believe that's the way God is. You know, He gives us a chance every day we open our eyes. He gives us grace and mercy. He gives us another chance to get it right, and It was hurtful, and I don't agree with any of the sins. All sin is unrighteousness. It's sin. Sin is sin. However, we're called to love.
Now let me just jump in there right there, because you're absolutely right. There has to be love. There has to be a condition of love. You also made a good valid point, and we got to get to another caller, but I want to share this also, what you said. You know, the word Christian means to be Christ-like. We got a lot of Christians. We got Christians that smoke weed. We got Christians that have sex out of wedlock. We got Christians that are having babies not being married. We have a lot of Christians. But see, same folk do things different. So we have to understand that in that title, there has to be grace. There has to be love that is there. And what you've learned in this experience is how you can grow from this and not allow someone's comments or allow someone whose negativity view concerning you lower you, because at the end of the day, God loves you for you, and you got to pick up the pieces and continue on moving on and just take it from there. Listen, we definitely appreciate your call, we definitely will be connecting with you and praying for you, and stay tuned in to Living Day by Day show, okay?
Thank you. God bless you guys.
God bless you as well.
Wow, I tell you, this chat room, Elder Brown, is just blowing up. Thank you so much to Gospel Recording Artist Paige for calling
Jennifer
in
Paige.
And just being, for being a part of the show today. We really appreciate that. But unfortunately, I have so many numbers that's showing up in my chat room. I'm going to have to go this way, and that is whoever's calling from area code 980, you are next. State your name and your comment.
Yeah.
You're in the chat room calling from area code 980. Would you like to have a comment? All right, we're going to keep this ball rolling. We also have a caller in the chat room, area code 504. Please state your name and your comment.
You might have to take your phone off mute.
Let's keep this ball rolling. Are y'all talking tonight or what? We also have a caller, area code 501.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
My name is William Thompson, and I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay, William.
Awesome.
How can we help you?
Awesome. I'm enjoying you. I've listened to some of your broadcasts in the past. This is actually my first time calling. When I saw the topic tonight, I said, well, I got to make sure I catch him tonight. As the previous caller has stated, and as you all have already discussed, sin is sin, and I don't know what it is about us as Christians and church folks why we're so fixated with sin, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of our preaching is so cross-centered, and understand what I'm saying, and we got to have the blood, we need the blood and all that, but we preach so much from the cross and the bloody side, but we don't stress the other side, sonship and righteousness and that part, and I think that is one of the downfalls of the preaching of the church, is everything is so condemning that people don't have enough hope to believe that they can even stop doing what they're doing, because every Sunday it's something about the cross. We need the blood. You got to repent. And we, and the people that are in the church, they already know this stuff. But as you said, show me how to love. Jesus never once, when he dealt with people that were outside of the church and sinners, He didn't. All he did was love them. His problem was with people that were standing in the pulpit. And to be honest with you, I've been in ministry. I was in ministry for over 20 years, and I've picked up some preachers that you see on Word Network, that the first thing out of their mouth when they get off the plane is, "Look at these fine women." I've sat down with bishops and apostles that will tell me how many concubines they've got set up in Atlanta and in different parts of the country. So let's not act like homosexuality is the big sin that we need to focus on. Let's focus on the backbiting. Let's focus on the gossiping. Let's focus on, most of the preachers that are preaching are overweight, but we don't want to talk about gluttony. So let's spread it out and talk about, if we're going to deal with sin, as you said, if we're going to talk about sin, let's talk about sin. But let's embrace love. And if we, you cannot hate a person to love. You've got to love them to love.
Wow.
And once we get that, once we understand that it is our obligation and duty as believers to love, in that while we were yet sinners, he died and he loved us where we were and where we are. And I appreciate this topic and I appreciate you guys' show.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir.
That was good. That was good.
Well, we definitely, before you hang up, we definitely need to connect. Well, I'd definitely like to, for Elder Brown and I, to make sure we stay in contact with you. Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good, good.
Used to have a show, and I'm getting ready to start mine back up. And I'll tell you what, I'll send you some information because I definitely want to have you guys on mine when I get started back again as well. So I will send you some information here in just a minute.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again for your comments, and we do have so many other callers that we got to jump to, but that I was saying earlier is that sin is sin, and oftentimes we want to focus on just one sin, and he hit a really good point. I mean, we have preachers in the pulpit preaching about, don't you fornicate, and you the very one that's fornicating. You the very one that's flying from city to city, state to state, meeting a pretty young thing, doing your thing, you know. So that's the only point that I make, is that if we're going to talk about sin, let's just lay it all out there. I tell people all the time, I have not yet arrived. Both my kids out of wedlock, you know.
Right.
So I really want people to understand that sin is sin. We're not condoning it, but we're saying don't cast out one set of sin when we still touching and agreeing with another set of sin.
Well, you know, it's easy for a preacher, and I'm a preacher, so I can say this, and I know it to be true. We're not all doctors. We're patients as well. We all have issues. But I think what happens, and you know, just like the gentleman said, when they got off the plane, they see this, they see that. But I think that as it relates to us being like everybody else, just with a title, we have to understand that we pick out what issues are. We pick out what we see that's going on with someone else. In other words, it's easy for us to throw stones at other people but not throw them at ourselves. You can throw a good stone and hit somebody from across the street and knock them out. But if you take that same stone and try to hit yourself, it won't do as much damage as it would be from someone from across the street. We have to quit looking at each other and the issues that we have, and not look at ourselves. And I think that's what, you know, he was talking about. And he also mentioned love, you know. Pastor Jones, are you with us?
Yes, indeed. Hi, I'm here, Elder Brown. How are you doing?
Great. Welcome to Living Day by Day Show. How can we help you?
My pleasure. I think for the invite, Elder Wallace, thanks for tagging me on that so we can get this word out. This whole issue with Kim Burrell, we have to understand it. It is just another round from Satan to try to delegitimize Christianity. What we have to understand in America, there is a homosexual agenda, and we see it all in the programming, all the entertainment. We see it being pushed. And so the fact that someone took it upon themselves to post the video, which was never intended for public consumption, and of course I speak to it from a media perspective, but the fact of the matter is we as preachers, we have to understand that people are doing Facebook Live now. They're doing Instagram Live. These forms of media that are out of our control. So we have to be very mindful. Not saying that we compromise the Word of God in any way. Not saying that we don't preach the proper word in season and out of season. But we have to be mindful of our audience and mindful of who we're dealing with. Because, again, we are living in the last days, and Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour, and he is using any and every means to try to discredit Christianity. And mm-hmm. so what we are seeing, what we've seen with that clip of Kim is that is being taken out of context, and it's also being misconstrued because it's not, again, she was speaking to the body. And
mm-hmm.
so when, and what people outside the body don't understand is that the rules of what go on in the church don't apply to you because you are not a follower of Christ.
Wow.
Of course, I can't remember where the text is right now, but because it's just coming to me, the fact that until you become a Christian, these principles are not, when you're ignorant of the law, you're not held accountable to the law. And so why are you offended for this preacher speaking to people inside the body if you're not in the body?
I don't want to cut you off. I wanted to answer that part because you really shook the foundations for a lot of people, thousands of people that are listening right now. And what you're saying, you're shaking foundation. When a preacher ministers, and you know this, to their body, in other words, they minister to those that mm-hmm. are in that congregation. Well, the ambiance of that changes if you open up the windows and it seeps out. The ambiance of that changes if you turn the microphone up very loud and people can hear it through the streets. The audience of it changes when you turn on a live taping or you pull out your phone and go streaming live, because mm-hmm. now your audience that was so private within the confines of the church, once you turn on the phone and you go live or whatever device you use to go live, you change mm-hmm. the audience of the message. So instead of you preaching private to those that are in the congregation, now your message goes to millions of people or whoever, thousands of people who are watching online. So now the message now becomes so personal, personal as far as mm-hmm. the confines, to impersonal to those that are watching. And it's hard to take that back.
And here's the thing. There's two principles at play. I know I'm not the only one that grew up hearing what happens in the house stays in the house. And
right.
so there are things that my mom and dad said to me in the confines of my house that they would not say to me in public because they don't need people who don't understand the full dynamics of the family hearing something and taking it out of context and making a big deal out of something that's really not a big deal because it's in confines of the family. But we see this in a secular situation just happen. I don't know if y'all are sports fans, but you know the wide receiver for the Steelers, after their win, he went Facebook Live while Coach Tomlin is up there, you know, doing his post game spiel, and there was a big uproar because of what was being said, and Tomlin was speaking to his team. It
okay.
wasn't meant for public consumption, but this receiver, Antonio Brown, took it upon himself to go Facebook Live, and now the whole world was able to see what happened, you know, what was happening, what was said, and
mm-hmm.
there's this uproar and this backlash because of what was said in what was supposed to have been a private setting. So it was just funny to me how, you know, right after this Kim Burrell thing came out, for the religious realm, we see the same thing in the sports realm happening.
You can't change that channel of, well, we're going to have a message today. Preacher's going to preach and choir's going to do their thing. No one turn on their phone, no Facebook Live. I mean, we're living in a world today that the phone operates and does everything. So I'm not going to get up and tell people, you know, before I minister, okay, y'all shut your phones off. And I'm not going to go through all of that. Here's the thing. the preaching of the gospel, and I'll let you go in a few moments, but the preaching of the gospel, when you're preaching the word of God, the Bible says mm-hmm. it's a stumbling block to those who are practicing sin.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. so, you know, you get mad, and the preacher, the old preacher would say, you know, if it hits your window, then, you know, if it hits your, if it hits your
right.
window and hits your fence, then, okay, it's you. But you mm-hmm. cannot be, okay, you won't be offended if you know I'm telling the truth. You only become
right.
offended if you are living opposite of the truth.
Exactly.
So,
now,
so
and again,
so that kind of goes to there. We got other callers. I hate to cut you right
yeah.
now, but listen, continue to connect with us. We definitely really appreciate that you're online, Pastor Jones, and man, we really really appreciate your comment and keep praying for us. All right.
Oh, definitely, absolutely.
All right.
Thank
praise
you, Pastor
God.
Jones, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's the question that I really want to put on the table, Elder Brown, and then we're going to let another caller jump in.
Okay.
Nobody's really dealing with, do you feel that what Pastor Kim Burrell, the sermon that she preached, do you feel that it was wrong, regardless of if it was meant for her church or outside of the church? Let's stick with the message. Was the message wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she came from a place of preaching that needed to be, it needed to fall onto the ears of the people who need to make the change. And just because she did not talk about fornication, she did not talk about adultery, you know, I still think that her message had weight to it. But I also want people to understand that don't just get hung up on because, you know, she only talked about that, you know, that's the only sin that you need to be focused on, because sin is sin. Maybe her message the following week was about fornication, or the week after that
mm-hmm.
about adultery. You know, so let's talk from that perspective. Do you think her message was wrong? And then we'll let another caller come in and give their point of view.
Well, I have to say that, you know, and this is my public, and I don't know where the sound bite's going to go, because there's many, many, many people are listening. But as it relates to me, as a preacher of the gospel, and this is my first time speaking out on this live, so everyone that knows will probably either be shocked or maybe not shocked, but you can inbox me about that later. But as it relates to Pastor, as it relates to Pastor Kim, you got to mute your phone there, whoever that is. As it relates to Pastor Kim, ministering the gospel, preaching what God had given her, for that set, for that body, I would have to say that the message that she was ministering was on point, and I have to say that it was scriptural as it relates to living against the oracles of the Bible, living against the Word of God. Everything that she did mention, I believe, was basis. It had something to do with the message, the topic. Now, if you want to talk about delivery, then that will be a different type of that'll be a different subject. However, I feel that we don't know what she ministered 2 weeks from that time. We don't know if she had sermons that was relating to, if you're doing this, don't do this, God doesn't like it. We don't know that. What we caught was, or what many people caught, was the sound bite of, you know, you're going to die in 2017 if you're living this, you're doing this, you're doing that. There isn't anything that she said that I can go to the scripture and not find. Everything that I believe that she spoke about, the Bible talks about there is warning before destruction. She brought that out. But the soundbite, again, as I said before, if people caught it on the last leg, it does sound like she was bashing one particular sin. But, you know, as a preacher, I have to say that I believe that in her heart, and I believe that in her mind, that she was not trying to just point out one particular sin. I believe that at that time she was speaking on what God had given her, and we just caught it on possibly the last leg. I don't believe she was throwing stones. Now, I do believe that it was blown out of proportion, but I'll also mention about Pastor Jamal Bryant, and I'll bring in our next speaker. Even Pastor Jamal Bryant was under fire for using the statement that Chris Brown wrote in a song. I'm not going to repeat it, but he said that these, you're not loyal. That soundbite, of course, was taken from a sermon about, living and how we're supposed to, be as one. And, of course, that message was taken way, way out of context. And there's ministers that use profanity in the church. So it's so many different things that we can say, ooh, that's wrong. But you have to understand that we are, as a body of Christ, for those that are listening, it is not about throwing stones at one particular sin. And as it relates to Pastor Kim Burrell, I do believe that a lot of Christians and also non-Christians have completely turned their back on her and have thrown her up under the bus simply because some people have the ability and the courage to say that's wrong, as well as those that would have accepted that. So that's my private statement, now public, on Pastor Kim Burrell. That's my thought. I honestly believe that we caught a bad soundbite.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, and I'm going to let our next caller jump in, but it's just so funny how, people are with you when you're up, and then when they feel like you've slipped on the rock, everybody walk away from you, but everybody, and everybody had a negative remark, I mean, the only point that I make is that, sin is sin. She could have been preaching about fornication on another sermon. She could have been preaching, about adultery on another sermon. Sin is sin, but the particular sermon that God gave her to speak about was on homosexuality. So let's bring in our next call. We have an amazing young lady who's calling from area code 504, and that's none other than Lady Radcliffe. Welcome to the Living Day by Day show.
Oh, yes.
Glory be to God, glory to God. I, just came on, and I just heard the last part of you saying about sexuality. Well, I believe that it needs to be taught in the church. I basically didn't hear her sermon, so I'm just, hearing what the, you guys discussing, because I came on kind of late, I was trying to figure out how to get on. But anyway, I personally believe that, yes, it needs to be discussed in the church. I am a pastor, too, at Church International, and I have my doctorate degree as well, And I'm finna get ready to do my doctor show, next month. So I'm me not hearing about homosexual, but I do think, my opinion, I do think it needs to be taught in the church. People need to be healed. They need to go to the next dominion in their life, and knowing that sexuality is hindering them from moving forward into purpose, and they need to be taught more in the church. And I don't think that it don't be taught in the church a lot, It's just that the pastors or whatever, they go around that, they talk about everything else, but you really have to go to the source to bring healing and not to offend them with their sex sexuality, but we're here to bring healing, in their mind mentally, So I'm just, like I said again, I just came on the last part, I didn't hear a sermon, so I can't really base, what the Holy Spirit would release to me, but I do see in the churches these days that it's not spoken in the house of God, and it really should be, so these people, because I, like at Greater St. Stevenson, they had a young lady, she was a lesbian, but God had allowed her to transition back into a woman, so, because it was spoken in a church, so we have many churches, are not speaking at all, they're being silent, and they don't need to be silent about that. We're not here to offend anyone. We're here to bring healing to the kingdom. We're kingdom, So we're trying to let them see that this is a sickness, this is an illness that will keep you literally in bondage from moving forward in the things of God in your life, mm-hmm. and that this bondage, this curse need to be broken off your life, you know. That's my
opinion
about it.
Pastor, let me ask you a question. And this is Preach Taylor Brown. Thank you for being on the show. Let me ask you a question. To what you may heard or have an idea of what Pastor Kim Burrell has said or have spoken, let me ask you this. Have you ever preached or ministered from a text? And when I say text, for those that are listening, hoping you know I'm talking about the Bible. But have you ever ministered and preached from a text that God had given you, and you probably said to yourself, wow, this is really going to either empty out this church or build it up? Have you ever gotten to that point before?
Well, yeah, because they have so many people don't, you know, they have so many people not ready to walk upright and true, you know. They're literally people in a church, you know, they want you to, how can I say this, compromise,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we're not here to compromise with the, with, you know, with your, how can, with your illness. I'm gonna dress it up as your illness because you have not yet got delivered yet or yet have got saved from your affliction, you know. So my thing is for people, you know, what that question you had asked, wait, what it was again that you asked that?
Will you minister? Yeah, will you minister a message that would be completely unorthodox from your calling? In other words, you will minister from a point where you know once I preach this message, I'm going to get a bunch of backlash. I mean, will you minister it?
Well, yeah, most people don't like liberty, you know. So, yeah, they will come against that. Yes, absolutely would. But I'm going to still preach liberty till you come out of your affliction, you know.
So,
I mean,
okay, so you will minister from that point is what I'm saying. So you will do that.
Yes, I will. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. To bring desperation in your mind. Yes.
So that's what ministering is all about. And I thank you for your honesty, because if you're not going to preach the true unadulterated word of God, then I suggest, you know, and I tell people, and I'm being honest, just put your Bible away. Don't go to church. Don't pray. Don't do anything. If you're not going to preach and teach what thus says the Lord, because this is not a playground. This is not a playing ground.
Right.
And if
right.
you want to play, go get yourself some kind of, you know, remote control toy or something. Go play with that. Get your Xbox. But don't play
right.
with God. And he is raising
right.
up
right.
some strong generals in this day and age that will go and preach and teach his word. And unfortunately, I have to say this just to put that in there, unfortunately, sometimes ministering straight from what God has given you are going to have people to like you, love you, and also in the same tongue, hate you. So you have to minister and do what God has given you to do. I'm not in this to make friends.
Right. And not only that, you will be accountable for that individual's soul, because their soul is hanging in a balance if you don't bring respiration to it. You know, then you will be accountable for your action by not, whether they're going to like it or receive it or not, long as you did what God told you to do, you know, long as you spoke truth to that individual, you know. And when we speak true, we bring liberty
Absolutely.
To the truth. We're not trying to attempt to, you know, intimidate you how we bring it. We should know how to address things when we come to people that is closed mind or not safe, you know.
Right. Well, Pastor, I thank you so much for calling in. I know that you helped some listeners out there. You keep preaching the true, unadulterated word of God and continue to connect with us. We thank you for being a part of Living Day by Day show. You have a good evening.
And you too, sir. You have a good evening too, Pastor. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you
too. God bless you. So, Elder Brown, what is the message that we need to leave with the listeners and the supporters of the Living Day by Day show? My thoughts is this, that sin is sin. And you don't want to be caught up in judging anyone, judging Pastor Kim Burrell, you know, especially I always say, you know, you want to judge the dirt that's on my doorstep when you haven't even swept the dirt that's on your doorstep. You know, I want people to know that I wholeheartedly, and I think you feel the same, that, you know, we support Pastor Kim Burrell you know, we don't support sin, although we don't bash sin. I'm not saying that. We certainly don't bash sin because none of us have arrived whatsoever. I mean, if you think you're so holier than thou and you have not and you have arrived, then I'm sorry, you know, you're wrong.
I ain't there yet. I ain't there yet.
Yeah, I mean, none of us are there yet. So I support the message that, you know, Pastor Kimberell, you know, delivered. Now, I do agree maybe the delivery, you know, that's another show. We could talk about that. But, you know, I think, you know, it's clear that God is not pleased with no sin, you know, whether it be homosexuality or whatever. God is not pleased with that. So, you know, that's my thoughts, you know, and I clearly and boldly say you can inbox me if you like, you know. I'm not going to argue with you about it because God hates confusion and, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be one to get all messed up into, you know, your comments and how you feel. But, you know, I truly do feel that Pastor Kim came from a place of teaching and she came from a place of trying to get the people delivered.
Yeah, and I think when you deal with such a strong, all sin, of course, but when you deal with such a strong demon, it's going to take strong medicine. You know, they give you penicillin. Penicillin ain't no chump stuff. It'll knock you out. They're going to give you the spoon. And this medicine that, you know, that she had given, you know, a lot of people are spitting back out. But I have to say this, and I say it so wholeheartedly, that I do believe that Pastor Kim Burrell was coming from a doxology of message, a message of medicine for this day and age. We've seen in the White House, we've seen them accept certain things that have been contrary to the Word of God. We've seen in the Senate them accept things that have been contrary against the Word of God. The Bible talks about sin. And when you look at sin, sin is lying, sin is stealing, sin is sleeping around with the wrong person. Well, I shouldn't say the wrong person, sleeping with, you know, when you're not married, you know, shacking up and all of that thing, all of those things, murder, those things are considered sin. And of course, they are bad to God's nostrils. What I did not hear anyone talk about was the abomination, because this is what we've been hearing people say. Well, it's an abomination. Let me tell you something. Anything that is against God, anything that is against the Word of God is an abomination. So it's just not a man sleeping with a man, an abomination, or a woman sleeping with a woman, abomination. All of it is an abomination to God. He doesn't just say, well, when it's your time to get to heaven or hell or whatever, how he's going to have that set for you, because nobody knows where you're going to go when you leave here. But I don't believe that he's going to get up there and say, okay, he was a liar, we can let him come on in, but she was a fornicator, we're going to let her go over there. There is no such animal in the kingdom of God. There is no such animal concerning the Word of God. All of it is against God. If I slap someone, God does not like that. If I steal something, God does not like that. If I sleep with a woman and I'm not married to her, God does not like that. If you sleep with a man, another man, he does not like that. So everything that is against the Word of God is an abomination, and it is a sin to him. Now, let me put this in the plug, too. Since we know that, we don't like to be told what to do when we're stubborn and we're doing that type of lifestyle. So it will feel like someone's pointing fingers. Well, remember yourself as a child, and I'm getting ready to go. Remember as a child when you would go to church and you would sit there. Remember you used to say these words, because I remember every person, I don't know every person here on this line will say this. Man, it felt like that preacher talking to me. Everybody has said that at some point. The church has to understand that the preacher is talking to you. So you may not be sleeping with another man and you a man. You may not be sleeping with a woman and you are a woman. You may not be stealing, but you are doing something that is against the Word of the Lord. And that is what we need to get from what Pastor Kim Burrell was really trying to say, because there's no sin greater than the other. I steal candy bars. I'm still in the eyesight of God as a thief. I don't care if it was a candy bar that costs 50 cents or a car that costs $1,000. If you take it, it's not yours. It's still theft. So what we get from this to understand is that Kim Burrell, Pastor Kim Burrell, was not just swinging at one great of people. Not great, meaning G-R-E-A-T, grade, meaning G-R-A-D-E, meaning a level of people. She was not just swinging at homosexuals. She was not just swinging at liars and people that are sleeping around with the wrong person. She really was targeting what is totally an abomination unto God. You can put whatever you want to put into that level of what is unpleasing to God. Listen, I don't want to unplease God. I want to please God in everything that I do. I'm not perfect. Elder Lakeba Wallace, she's not perfect. Some of the callers that have called in, we're not perfect. But we're trying to get to a perfect God by living a lifestyle that's pleasing unto him. Now, listen, if you are in that lifestyle, if you're in any type of lifestyle and you need prayer and you want to reach out, you want to confess, listen, we're here for that. We're not here to bash you. We're not here to talk you down. Whatever lifestyle that you're living and it's against the word of the Lord, you need to talk to someone. You need prayer. Anything that you're doing that's against the word of the Lord needs prayer so that we can get you into right standing of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And just to piggyback on that, you know, this is definitely not a show where we bash people, where we're judgmental, or where we, you know, totally miss the fact that, you know, there, you know, newsflash, there are people that are in sin. And I think it's our job to live a life that is pleasing to God and to also live a life that can be an example to the sinner that is out there. And rather than talk about the sinner, live that life that, you know, God will say, well done, thou good and perfect servant, that not only will God be pleased with you, that, you know, your fellow man, rather than talking about that person, that they will be pleased with your actions as well, and they will want to mock that. They would want to emulate that, you know, and that's
right.
The whole reason why I know, you know, that we really wanted to get this show out there, you know, excuse me, sin is sin. I think I said that at the beginning of the show, sin is sin, and we all should be talking about all the sin, you know, but I think Pastor Kimberell's message was just for, you know, what she was targeting those who were living a homosexual life. But as you spoke so very clearly, she was also diving into what is an abomination of God, you know, which we know all sin is. And so, you know, I thought it was a great sermon. I don't know who taped it, you know, and put it out there, but, you know, I always say when you try to bring down one of God's, you know, own, you're only raising them up. So you might think that you're bringing her down, but you're only really raising her up. And I had to take a step back myself, you know, let's just be honest, and really, you know, talk to you about, you know, God, what do you think about this message? You know, because I always want to walk in wisdom. And so, you know, that's what this show is all about tonight, is to make sure that all of our listeners and all of our followers and supporters that, you know, you're able to walk in wisdom and that you're able to have a well-balanced conversation about different things before you make a remark, you know, because oftentimes, and I say it all the time, that you may not know it all, but connect with somebody, connect with your pastor, connect with your first lady, you know, connect, you know, with Elder Brown, or connect with me or somebody else that you know who is walking in the truth of God,
right,
and that
right.
will be able to give you a response that is pleasing and perfect in the ears, if you will, of God, you know, before you go out there and put your comment, because a lot of the remarks that I've read, you know, they're immature remarks, you know, and you can only pray for those people, you know, because you're bashing a comment and you're bashing a sermon that you don't even really understand at all.
You know what,
you know?
I would
so
have
those
said,
are my thoughts on it.
I would have said this. I would have said, now, if y'all think, and if you're still listening, it's time to laugh, so I'm going to throw something at you. I would have told the people, okay, y'all thought that message was something? Y'all come back tomorrow because I'm going to be preaching about all this collard greens and chicken that y'all be eating, high blood pressure, and all y'all walking around obese and stuff. Yeah, that would have been my next message. They would have like, okay, you know what? This is too much for me. Then I'll say, come back next Sunday. I'm going to talk about y'all running past some red lights. You remember that? Pay your child. Ooh. Yeah, I would have talked. So it's
come
so many
now.
Different things that we can talk about. but just that one seems to get the headliner. But yeah, come back next week. We're gonna talk about all y'all eating chicken. Yeah, we're gonna dive into that. Yeah, high blood pressure and cholesterol.
we're gonna have to pray the power of prayer and the power of healing over your life, because you overweight and you know you're doing things that you know you ain't got no business doing. So, but you know, our other first caller, I think our first or second caller, when he talked about, you know, these preachers sleeping around, you know, that's a topic that you don't really hear a lot of people talking about. I mean, I ain't gonna call no names, but I can tell you a well known person right now, well known bishop right now, who done definitely propositioned me, you know, and so
what
he's
you
preaching
say?
The word of God. Yeah, he's traveling around doing all these great things, and y'all are liking everything that he do. You know, I'm not trying to blast anybody out, but the point that I'm making is, you know, and some of these same preachers and bishops, you know, they're commenting about what, you know, Pastor Kim Burrell has said, but they ain't telling nobody what they're, you know, the messages that they're sending on Facebook and the private text messages, you know. Nobody's talking about that.
Right.
You know, so
right,
that's just my
right.
point, you know. Sin is sin, but don't try to bash somebody when you know you ain't even cleaned off the, you know, the issues and the dirt and the trash that's right in the front of your pulpit, you know.
So that's my point on it, you know. No, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. Now, you ain't finna close the show. We got a couple of minutes left. So the preacher propositioned you?
So, oh my God, we have to talk about that off air.
Yeah, my goodness.
I'm gonna blast them out.
We're gonna have another show, and that next show says, listen, y'all think we was talking about what Pastor Kim Burrell just said. Tomorrow's show we're gonna talk about the preacher trying to sleep around with the people.
Serious. You know, that's the sermon that we really need to be bringing on the Living Day by Day show, because I'm like, Lord, he tried me one more time. I think I'm going to blast him out. You know, because it just don't even make no sense. Like, how can you just, you know, preaching on Sunday
and knowing everything that's not
pleasing of God Monday through Saturday?
Tomorrow's topic is, do I pay my rent or I pay my tithes?
Oh, I love it.
Do I pay my rent or do I pay my tithe?
Wow.
Now, Lord, you know it's cold. You know it's cold, Lord. And I gave my 10%. My landlord don't go to church. He don't believe in God. So do I pay my rent or do I pay my tithe? I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm only doing that because I want you to understand that you have to find some kind of humor into this. And the reason why there has to be humor, because, and just a few more moments before we wrap up the show, we didn't talk about this, and I need to share this for 30 seconds. Even though Pastor Kim Burrell has made this comment and she has preached this message that has been given to her, you have to understand that her livelihood is at jeopardy. This woman has preached all over the world. She sings all over the world. We have to definitely keep her in prayer. Her whole livelihood has been at stake. A lot of stuff has been canceled. A lot of shows have been pulled, but God is faithful, and he's definitely going to make sure that this seed will not be begging for bread. So we definitely want to keep her in prayer while we're sitting here discussing this. Keep her in prayer because, you know, when you preach a powerful word such as that, the backlash usually comes. So we want to keep her in prayer.
Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day show. This shows always go so quickly, but make sure you check out our website at www.livingdaybyday.net. And we always like to close our show out by saying, we love you real good, and you can't do anything about it. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning into Living Day by Day Radio Show. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. We would love to hear from you on how this show has impacted your life. Please reach Minister Lakeba Wallace at livingdaybyday.net or Preach Elder Brown at unleashedrevivaltour.com. We hope you'll join us next week. God bless.